DTY Mobile. For DTY, KL4NUE. What's up, bud? Hey. I'm straight to shop up a little bit, and I'm plinking around with this and plinking around with that. You know how that goes.
Did it take a day off to work so that I can work in my garage? That's what I'm trying to do. But I realized I didn't have enough screws, and now I'm off the load to spend money I don't have.
I'm doing a little better now. Up walking on my property and caught some people up here hunting. I was polite this time and just asked them to leave and not come back.
For a land surveyed yet?
They complied and they left this time, but they don't live far from there, so I'm sure they'll be back.
My experience with trespassing, and in order to actually do anything, I mean, next time, which I know is your property, but if it ever came to legally, you have to have all four corners of your property pointed out and also have no trespassing signs up on all four corners, and then you have to file with the county that it's a no trespass area.
Yeah, I'm hoping it doesn't get to that point. I'm hoping just being nice and trying to be neighborly will get the point across.
I hope it's that easy. I haven't had that kind of experience, and so I think if Daniel could go back to past Daniel, I would tell him, get the land surveyed and get your no trespass signs up, and then if it ever became a legal matter, you have already covered your butt.
Make sure I got it. I've been through the same thing Daniel has on more than one occasion. And it's not going to cost you anything to file it with the county. And that way, if it does come to fisticuffs or, you know, legal, you're already covered. But I tell you another thing that helps, Patrick, is I got on online and found some no trespassing signs that say, no trespassing, this property is... what does it say? It is under surveillance by game cameras, cellular controlled game cameras. And that way, that lets them know that you can steal the camera all you want. As soon as the camera takes a picture of you, it's going to email it to my phone. And as soon as I put those up, it pretty much came to a standstill. But I'm just letting you know that when deer season comes around, it is just irresistible. And, you know, I've been there, done that. I agree with Daniel. It just being nice does not always work, but not trying to get in your business either. KL4NUE.
Oh, no, I appreciate all the input, and I let them see me putting the camera out, aimed right at them. So they know it's there now, KL4HKX. And there's only one way in and one way out, so they have to go right by it.
KG4OHU.
KI4DTY. Let me make sure I have this. So, Patrick, I'm with Chad. I'm not trying to get in your business either. So, I was just telling you from past experience, and I ended up having to go through an almost 6-year lawsuit ordeal that cost me thousands and thousands of dollars. And and I was trying to be nice, and they strongly took advantage of the me being the nice guy part, and finally it came down to the fact that there was some lawsuits going on because they wanted to say that it was their property, and I was like, nope, here's the survey, here's the map, and they wouldn't take any survey's word, and they kept demolishing our property and stuff, and taking advantage of our goodness and niceness, and I regret the day that my real estate agent said, if I was you, I would get a survey of the property now that this is your house. And I was like, ah, I'm good. And I never did. But, yeah, that would have saved me probably close to $30,000, $45,000 in headache and 7 years of hell.
Go ahead. A brief contact, gentlemen. I'll be out of your hair.
Congratulations. You got Daniel, Patrick, and Chad here. I'm Patrick, KO4HKX, and Daniel was just talking, KI4DTY, and Chad, KO4NUE.
Now, I need to make a contact to home, like a quick break.
Oh, sorry, misunderstood. Go ahead.
KO4SSN, this is KG4OHU.
Yeah, go ahead,
KG4OA2. Okay, switch over to Simplex. I'm going to try this antenna. We're at the top.
Okay, roger that. KO4SSN, clear.
KO4HKX. Daniel, Chad, y'all still there?
Yep. EY, I'm still here.
KO4NUE, I'm still here.
At mobile.
Easily. To Greenville County. You by the county, they know you coming to Greenville.
Oh, and tell them to be on the lookout.
No, I'm just aggravating you just a little bit. I better stop before I get accused of being the ugliest man in the world.
Daniel, Patrick, y'all know that he's trying to start something now. He knows he's not going to be the ugliest man in the world if I die.
Your money, Gary.
What that's called is knowing that I cannot win, so I better stop now before I really get hurt.
KT4NY.
Yeah, 4DOS mobile.
If I buy the repeater, mind giving me an audio check. KT4NY coming through Echo Link. My name's Dale over in Clemson.
UE. Taking it. Yeah, I mean, that's about all I can say. You're making it just fine.
Okay, I'm not used to Echo Link. I'm going to have to get me another 2-meter rig. I have to wait a little bit before it drops out, before I can understand what you're saying. Okay, well, thank you very much. Y'all have a nice day. And I'm going to talk to you again. Hope y'all have a very Merry Christmas. Take care. God bless. KT4NY.
Yes, sir. KO4NUE.
Hey, 4DOS. Hope you're doing well. I hadn't talked to you in a long time. Sounded good through Echo Link. You take care there, young man, and you have a Merry Christmas so we don't get to talk to you again before then. Hopefully we will, but you know how that goes sometimes. KT4NY, KI4DOS mobile.
DOS, don't run off. I know the voice. I'm trying to remember the name. It's been a while. I'm getting trying to get back into amateur radio a little bit. Like to put me up something for 10 meters. Do you still work 10 meters at all, KT4MI?
Dale, every once in a while I work 10 meters, and the name here is Gary. And I hadn't been on 10 in, probably several months now. But I'm going to get back into it a little bit. There's a bunch of folks that get in there and work 10, and I hadn't talked to them in a while. They pretty much gotten away from 2 meters and went to 10, so I guess I'll have to go over to 10 and find out what some of them are doing over.
Gary, it's good to hear you, man. You used to live behind me when I lived in Easley. And do you ever hear from AK? I believe it's W4AKG. He used to live across the street from me. Is he doing okay? I hadn't heard from him in a while. Back to you, Gary.
Dale, I hate to tell you this, but AK passed away. He's no longer with us. Teresa's still living in the same place, and she's still down there, but AK passed about 2 months ago.
I really do. I hate AM. I said I just kind of had that feeling. I don't know why. I knew he had something that mainly women have. You can't go out into the sun a lot. Gosh, I'm trying to remember the name of it, Gary, but I can't remember the name of it. But he was one heck of a nice man. He sure will be missed on amateur radio. I'm very sorry to hear that. If you see Teresa, Gary, please give her my condolences. He was one good neighbor and fixed a mini radio that somebody that thought they could work on him named Dale didn't know what they were doing, but I'm really sorry to hear that, Gary. You take care, my friend, and if I don't talk to you again, y'all have a nice Christmas, and please do if you... I don't have Teresa's number, and I won't ask you for it, but please give her my condolences. KT4NY, turn it back to you.
I will do that, Dale. That's not a problem. I call and check on her a couple of times a week, you know, just to make sure she's doing all right and see if she needs anything. Her son and his wife and grandson are moving in with her, so they're going to be down there to help take care of her, which is a good thing. But I'll call her next time I call her. I'll probably call her sometime today. I don't normally call her on Sundays because she's busy, but I'll call her sometime today and let her know that I talked to you and you are sending her condolences. But you take care, young man. If you think about it, come in some nights. You know, we still have the net at 9 o'clock every night. I'm still calling the net on Wednesday. So Chad in there, he's a net controller. And still got a bunch of good people up there on 2 meters. So come in as often as you can. You take care. Good hearing you on the air. Like I said, I hadn't heard you in a long time. We'll talk at you a little bit later. 73 there, my friend. KT4NY, KI4DOS Mobile.
Hey, Gary, I did enjoy talking to you. I hate the news you gave me. I really am sorry to hear that about AK. I figured Ron would have told me. I can't even remember his call. It's been so long since I've been on amateur radio. But you take care, and you and your family have a happy holiday season. Take care. KT4NY, clear through Echo Link.
That's ND2Z, old Ron down there in Anderson. He and I met him up there at Gaffney Hamfest not long ago, and mentioned you in our conversation, and he said he hadn't talked to you in a long time. So come back and get on there with us, and you take care. Good hearing you. KT4NY, KI4DOS Mobile.
Okay, on a quick note, if you ever talk to Ron again, that is the biggest, one ugliest amateur radio operator I've ever met, but he's a good guy. Just don't tell him I said that last part. You take care, Gary. KT4NY, clear.
Hey, Chad, what are you doing today?
QE, sorry, Gary. I had to step down the hall for a second. What did you say?
What are you doing today? I just caught part of the conversation with Daniel and Patrick. I'm hoping they're still in there. Didn't mean to hog the repeater when Dale come in there, but I hadn't talked to him in a long, long time. What are you up to today?
Just piddling around here and trying to straighten shop up a little bit. It's
you know, I'm quite sure how I let things get out of control so bad, but, you know how it goes. Make a mess here and there and it all adds up, so. But if I remember right, it didn't take me but about 5 minutes to make the mess. But I've been trying to clean it up all day, and I just can't quite figure out how that happens.
I'm the same way. I got stuff everywhere. Owning this business is taking over my house.
I'm trying to get this garage, which is also my workshop, cleaned up, and it is becoming a nightmare. And I, unfortunately, am trying to organize it, and I swear my garage looks worse than it ever has.
To a point to where I just build another building. Just leave it laying and just build another building.
Just burn the house down and start over because I didn't know how I was going to work my way through this.
Just trying to build a garage and a new house.
Telling y'all to tell, he said he's down there trying to clean up a mess. He's down there looking for his wedding band.
I don't know where I put that thing. Boy, I'm telling you, I don't know where I put it. I've been looking for it for a couple of months now, and I can't find it nowhere. I mean nowhere. And I'm gonna have to find it. I'm gonna get in trouble if I don't.
So does Anna know yet?
K-O-4-R-Y-P. K-O-4-R-Y-P. This is K-O-4-N-U-E. No, Daniel. She doesn't know yet.
Video! Porter says she's listening.
If she just doesn't answer until you get home.
When that happens. You know me, I, if it ain't 2 minutes past where I'm living right now, I don't think about it. I just, you know, just do it. That might be why I get in so much trouble all the time, you think?
To do with it.
It looks like trouble. It's right there in front of him all the time.
I have it put in safekeeping for now. And that'll buy me another month.
Gary doubled up there. We heard Gary, but not really your first part.
Where it's in safekeeping. It's I don't really know where it is, but it's safe. Right now. That'll get me by a month or so.
So, I understand you working in a tool shop and stuff. You'll need to remove it, so that probably will buy you a little bit, but how did you end up losing it?
What happens is that I get started on a project, and then I get focused on what I'm doing. And if I'll stay just totally focused on what I'm doing, and then all the stuff around me just don't matter. I just don't pay attention to what's, you know, where I lay things, or, you know, I got two shops down here. One's a machine shop, one's a welding shop. And then I'll go over to the welding shop. The thing I'm working on in the machine shop, I'll carry it over to the welding shop to get a part to see how it fits. Then I'll leave the part I was working on in the welding shop and take the part that fits it back over to the machine shop. And then I'll spend 20 or 30 minutes looking for the original part I had to begin with. And then I'll go over there and find it where I laid it laying down in the other shop. So it's, most of my day is back and forth like that. I'll lay this piece down over here, and then I'll lay that piece down over there, and then, you know, you see what I'm saying? It just turns into just this awful cycle. So I have to, you know, and wedding bands and screwdrivers and things like that just, you know, they just end up being a casualty. And where they get laid down is where they stay until I find them. And I just don't know where that is right now. But I'll find it.
probably a good month, and I was literally sick over it. And I had been, anytime I'm working in, you know, with woodworking tools and stuff, it's, you know, same as, you know, metal. You just take it off because you don't want to rip a finger off. But I put it in my pocket or something, and that thing, I could not find it, and it made me sick. And so I just ended up telling my wife, I was like, listen, you know, I lost the ring, you know, I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah. Well, it was in the cup holder of her minivan. I have no clue how it ever even got there. And she's like, is this what you're looking for? So she called me. I was like, listen, I didn't know where I put it.
Put it in that cup holder, and she was going to wait and see how long it took you to let her know she had misplaced it.
It was the same day that I told her. I was like, listen, you know, I can't find this thing. She's like, is this what you're looking for? So, yeah, she called me.
Got it. Just about the fourth year of our marriage, fourth or fifth year. Mom and Dad, my biological mother and father, they divorced. So Dad gave me his wedding band from leftover from divorce. Dad, he didn't want it. So I kept it in there in the jewelry box for years, you know. And so I was working on something one day, took my wedding band off and misplaced it. And just did not, said I, you know, I'm just, it'll show up. Let me, you know, I'm not going to tell her. I'm just going, you know, let me go in there and get Daddy's. So I put Daddy's wedding band on and sported it around for about a week. And, yeah, that didn't work good. That didn't work good at all. So that it's better to just go ahead and just outright say, nope, I've lost it, or I've laid it down, and it'll turn up. Just, you know, no worries. But I won't do that again.
Yeah, I've lost it so many times. It's now sitting on my desk, and so I'm like, I'm not losing it. I think what made me, you know, feel the worst is I knew she had saved up for my wedding ring, and she had saved, like, every couple weeks she'd go and she'd put some more money down that ring. So I just felt sad, because here she's spent all that time and money, and she picked it out and everything, and here I lost it.
I know that does make you feel bad, but anyway, well, fellas, I'm gonna have to step on out. I got some things I need to get done before she gets home. So y'all take care. 73s to y'all. Have a wonderful day, and I'll talk at you later. KO4NUE, and I'll be clear.
Before you go, you talked to Uncle Sam's misguided child since yesterday. I went over there and visited with him, didn't leave till about 4:30.
Yeah, I talked with him. Actually, he checked into the net last night with his radio. Did you get to see his setup?
Antenna up at the house. We were down at the shop. He needed a ride back up to the house. I rode him up there, and y'all did a good job on the installation of the antenna. But I had him full riding, I mean, you know, full scale on reverse when he checked into the net last night. Just thought I'd let you know that. He probably couldn't hear me because I was on the beam and I had it pointed towards the repeater. But he and I can talk reverse real easy.
It might be a little scary.
Hey, we just ain't going to tell you what we talk about.
I know. That's why it's scary.
LG. KI4DTY. I'm at Lowe's in the parking lot. I just want to say 73s. I'll talk to y'all later if y'all are still on.
KO4QLG. Am I busted?
He hasn't started talking about you yet on our own, but when we do, you might as well get prepared for it. I'm sure there's a lot of things that between the two of us we can come up with. And, Gary, I could hear you on reverse last night. It was a little staticky, but if you had me full quiet, I guess there is hope. I was on low power also. I know that don't make much difference in the receiving part, but if you could hear me good, I could stay on low power.
Had you full scale on reverse, and I was on the all directional. I was on another radio over there, but I was talking on the beams, and so if I'd have been on the all directional, you should have had a real good copy on me. Like I said, I think we won't have any problems talking on simplex in the future, but. Good hearing you on the radio today. I hope you're doing well, and I'll let y'all get back to it. I know Chad wants to say something else, and he's got to get out of there so he can go back to work, and I'm not going to hold anybody else up. You take care there, Chris. KO4QLG, KI4DOS.
Y'all have a wonderful day. KO4NUE, and I'll be clear.
Gary, 73's Chad, and good to hear you today, Chris. 73's to you. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
KO4QMD, I'm clear too.
Good timing. I hate that everybody's clearing out at the same time, but I've arrived up here at the place I intended to arrive. I'm going to go in and talk to another Daniel, KJ4WZM, for a minute. Y'all have a good afternoon, and maybe we'll catch you on the air in just a little while. KO4NUE, KO4QLG, KO4HKX, and Daniel, I can't remember your call. Give me a KI4DTY, KI4DOS mobile.
This in. OHU.
4OHU.
So we're moving again, and I'm back on this repeater.
Good, and you're coming in loud and clear.
4082 clear.
KO4 SSN's clear.